I'm Steve Karish reporting. As expected, in Davos, Switzerland, President Donald Trump spoke about trade, regulatory reform, and a strong economy while touting the United States as a good place to do business.
The world is witnessing the resurgence of a strong and prosperous America. I'm here to deliver a simple message. There has never been a better time to hire, to build, to invest, and to grow in the United States. America is open for business, and we are competitive once again. The American economy is by far the largest in the world, and we've just enacted the most significant tax cuts and reform in American history.
Not everyone there, however, was happy to see the president. Anya Shiffrin is a professor at Columbia University.
You know, since Donald Trump has become president, he's been attacking all of the institutions that are vital for democracy. He's been going after the media. He's been going after academia. He's going after rule of law. He's doing tax cuts for the rich. He's trying to take away people's health care. I believe he's incredibly dangerous.
Prior to the speech, Trump tried to repair relations with Rwandan President Paul Kagame days after using profanity to describe African nations. Also in Davos, President Trump dismissed New York Times and Washington Post stories that he wanted to fire special counsel Robert Mueller in June, but only backed off when the White House counsel threatened to resign rather than follow the order. He said the story was fake news. Mueller is investigating allegations the Trump campaign colluded with Russia during the 2016 presidential election. He's also looking into possible obstruction of justice. From Washington, this is VOA. Kenya's opposition says it will swear in Raila Odinga as president next week. Opposition leaders maintain that Odinga won the 2017 presidential election over the declared winner, President Uhuru Kenyatta. Kenyatta was named the winner of the August 2017 election, but in a stunning development, the Supreme Court overturned the results, saying it found illegalities in the transmission of the results. The Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission then organized a second election, which Odinga boycotted, giving Kenyatta an easy victory. Tuesday is the day set for Odinga's so-called inauguration. Government officials have said such an event would be an act of treason. A fire in a South Korean hospital has killed at least 41 people and injured many more, with many still in critical condition. Reuters' Rosanna Philpott reports.
The fire is thought to have started in the first floor emergency room at Sejong Hospital in Miryang Town, southeast of Seoul, and took several hours to be contained. Most of those who died were on the first and second floors. Roughly 200 people were inside the main hospital building and a nursing home nearby. Pictures show at least one patient being carried from the hospital covered in blankets. Local media say it's the country's deadliest fire in almost a decade. Officials are investigating the reason for the blaze.
Reuters' Rosanna Philpott. Venezuela's top court has excluded the opposition coalition from the upcoming presidential election, a move that virtually ensures that unpopular leftist President Nicolas Maduro will win another term. Registration of parties and candidates to run in the election was slated to happen this weekend. The Supreme Court, however, told the National Election Council on Thursday to delay registration for 6 months. The court did not give a reason for the ruling. Any anticipation of a run for the White House by media mogul Oprah Winfrey has come to an end. Winfrey told InStyle magazine that running for president is not in her DNA. Speculation of a presidential bid by the 63-year-old actress and talk show queen soared after her stirring speech at the Golden Globe Awards. Grocery shoppers rioted in France when a supermarket chain deeply discounted jars of Nutella. Videos posted on social media showed huge crowds with people pushing, shoving, and grabbing as many jars as they could carry. In some stores, police had to be called as scuffles broke out between customers. In Lahore, an employee told a newspaper he saw a customer with a black eye. France is the second biggest consumer of Nutella, eating around 100 million jars per year. I'm Steve Karish in Washington. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA.